Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey folks, it's Dr. Rob here on holidays, would you believe? But here I am sitting on this beach, and it reminded me of a story that happened a few years ago now. Stephen Peters and I heard of a case where seals, would you believe, were being shot, killed. And so we went down to investigate this story. Now, why are people so attracted to seals? Apart from they're just beautiful creatures, they're actually very closely related to dogs as well. You know, they have whiskers like dogs. They even vocalise. They have a bark. The seal barks like a dog. Right down to if you x-ray the seal, not that he's going to come in for an x-ray, but if you did, a male seal, they have an os penis, a bone in their penis, which is exactly like the dog's os penis. Very closely related, dogs and seals. But anyway, we went down there and we had to find out whether this was true. To do this, Stephen came up with a ploy where I'd put a microphone up my jumper, which was allowed in those days, and go inside and buy some bait on the pretense that, you know, seals are causing me a lot of problems and see if anyone said anything. People were really friendly until I mentioned seals and seals causing problems. Then they clammed up. Bought a lot of bait, but finally we did get someone that did say, oh, yes, yes, if they cause problems, there's only one thing you can do. And I said, oh, what's that, start your motor on the boat? And they said, no, you've got to shoot them. He said, I shot one once, he said, and must have been a youngster because then the mother came for me, I had to shoot her too. Folks, it was all I could do to stop myself from punching this guy on the nose. Anyway, we went out there and played with the seals, did some filming, and could see these were just gorgeous creatures that were causing nobody any harm. We put our story together and Stephen put it to air, and would you believe it made a big difference? The conservation people went down there, investigated the stories, and the shooting of seals stopped in that area. So we were very, very happy with the end result. Anyway, I better get back to relaxing because soon we'll be back to the doggy pod.